Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Jonga Kandemiri. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing the push by Mashingo Province for a third term for President Emmerson Mnangagwa. ZANU-PF youth celebrating National Youth Day in Mashingo, begged by provincial leaders, endorsed the idea of Mnangagwa's third term. But first, a look at what is happening elsewhere. Kenyan companies facing economic challenges are turning to artificial intelligence to reduce production and advertising expenses. That's causing anxiety among artists and ad agencies who fear reduced income and job losses if AI can replace the work they've always done. Mohamed Yusuf reports from Nairobi.
With the coming of artificial intelligence, Kenyan companies and businesses have been quick to incorporate computer control robots for various tasks to save time and cost. Kartasi Products, one of the biggest publishing companies based in Nairobi, is among those embracing AI technology. Instead of relying on outside artists, the company now uses AI to handle book covers, texting and layout, and has cut product design time by two-thirds from approximately 3 months to one.
Because everything is within your fingertips. So you find that you don't only save on time, but also you save on cost, because you don't have to hire out any services. So at the moment, we are saving the cost savings that we are getting from AI. It is translated into the final product.
David Karega, the head of East and Southern Africa at Woodrow, a communications firm, says AI helps companies reach out to their customers.
You know, with AI, where organizations, institutions, and companies are starting to look at AI in the sense of how can it help me in this moment where my budgets are cut to still continue doing effective communications. And what I've observed is AI becoming a kind of a value creator, and you can look at it being a value creator both from an agency perspective and from a client perspective, or the company.
The adoption of AI is creating fear among artists and advertising agencies that revenue and jobs will continue to shrink. Simon Mwanzia, creative chief for one such agency, the Arts Group, acknowledges the trend and the cost benefits, though he thinks companies will be better off relying on professionals to handle their advertising.
All the design work is done in-house, so that means that's less revenue for the agency. So we'll definitely take a hit. But we do not foresee a situation where companies do that, because we always emphasize and also try to advocate for that people need to focus on their key strengths.
Currently, AI programs used in advertising often create deformed creatures and worldly scenes that require many hours to edit. However, the World Advertising Research Center says spending by Africa's advertising sector fell by 11.6% last year, an indication of the likely increased use of AI. Mohamed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.
Back to our topic, Vice President Kembo Mohadi, ZANU-PF Mashingo Provincial Chairperson Robson Mavenyengwa, and Mashingo Provincial Minister Ezra Chadzamira all endorsed Mnangagwa for a third term at a National Youth Day event held today at Mshagasha Irrigation Scheme. Chadzamira said the province wants him to lead the country beyond 2028, regardless of the fact that Mnangagwa is in his last term as per the country's constitution.
Baba Mnangagwa wanenge varipo 2030 is zvinhu zvetiri kuita tichicherechedza mabasa amuri kuita president your excellency baba munangagwa saka tose ngatiise zvibhakira mudenga tibatsirane kuita slogan yekutenda basa rinobatwa nababa munangagwa 2030
Reacting to his endorsement, Mnangagwa said he can't turn down the people's wishes. He also told youths to guard jealously Zimbabwe's independence from colonial rule, adding that Mashingo always votes in large numbers for the former liberation movement. The endorsement by Mashingo province may lead to other provinces following suit, as was the norm during the late President Robert Mugabe's term of office before he was toppled in a de facto military coup in 2017. The Constitution of Zimbabwe clearly stipulates that an incumbent president cannot be a beneficiary of constitutional amendments in terms of changing presidential terms. For any changes, there is need for a referendum and two-thirds majority in both parliamentary chambers. Currently, the ruling party does not have an outright majority in the Senate. Mnangagwa was once quoted by Cable News Network as saying he will step aside when he completes his two terms. Is it possible for him to have a third term? Pro-ZANU-PF lawyer Tinomudaisha Chinyoka explains the steps to be taken before the constitution to be changed.
The constitution of Zimbabwe makes clear in section 328, particularly subsections 6 and 7, the steps that need to be taken if you wanted to change the term limits of a president. Those steps are there needs to be a constitutional bill that passes both the House of Assembly and the Senate, which together constitute what we call Parliament. And then that bill gets signed by the president. But in this particular sense, because it is a bill that changes the term limit of a president, it would then require to pass in a referendum. The Constitution also makes clear, I think it's section 328, subsection 8, that it is not possible to amend subsection 6 and 7 in the same constitutional bill. In other words, there is no way to go around this procedure without going through a referendum to make sure that this can't be done, no matter what majority you have in parliament. The constitution then makes clear that if that amendment is passed, it does not apply to the president who is in office at the time. So in other words, if that constitutional bill was passed now, during the term of office of President Mnangagwa until 2028, it would not apply to him, so he would not be able to have third term. It would be the president who comes in 2028 that then has the increased term limits. So that is what the constitution says.
That was pro-ZANU-PF lawyer Tinomudaisha Chinyoka speaking from Harare. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, we are streaming live on our pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Tonight, we are discussing Mashingo's endorsement of President Emmerson Mnangagwa for a third term, despite constitutional term limits. To discuss this in depth, we are now joined by ZANU-PF member Dr. Masimba Mavaza, who is based in Britain, and Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube of Freedom Alliance Party, who is in South Africa. Let me start with you, Dr. Mavaza. What is the meaning of this endorsement? The Constitution is clear on the term limit, and it is out of, it is out there for everyone to see.
Right. Thank you so much, Jonga, and thank you, Zimbabwe. What we need to look at is there's a difference between an excitement announcement and a proper announcement. This was not an endorsement. It was simply an excitement where the minister, the youth, were excited on the youth day. That does not account to anything. What we need to look at in this manner is the constitutional provisions, which is that the president who is in office at the moment does not benefit from any referendum changes of the term of office. Mm-hmm. The one who would benefit would be the one who comes after. Regardless that we have got a two-thirds majority or 100% majority, we cannot change the constitution and nullify the term which says the sitting president does not benefit from the change of the constitution. This was done for a purpose, to protect those who want to stay forever. So, yes, power is very sweet, but if we follow the constitution, we follow the wishes of the people. And therefore, people do not wish to break the law. If they do wish so, we try to guide them to come around the provisions of the law. So in short, yes, it has been said, but that's not an endorsement. Endorsements are done when you are going towards a congress or a conference. There was no conference. It was a public holiday, not a party holiday. And the endorsement was simply an excitement of welcoming the president in their presence, and therefore it counts to nothing.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mavaza. I'll come back with a question to you on that as a follow-up, but let me go to Mr. Ncube first. Mr. Ncube, as an opposition party in Zimbabwe, what's your take on the move by ZANU-PF to extend President Mnangagwa's office tenure?
Thank you very much. We are not surprised, although this is very strange. The slogan was authored by Mnangagwa himself. I think what they are doing is to test the waters. There is also some form of political illiteracy that should be in ZANU. If high-ranking officials like Mohati can speak like that, that is very unreasonable of old people like Mohati. And as they were celebrating today, they are celebrating the genocide day. Mr. Mugabe, the former president, who actually masterminded the killings of over 20,000 people in Matabele. So we can see that now what Mnangagwa is doing is not these youth, because remember during Mugabe's time, they were also doing the same thing, saying Amai and Baba have been endorsed by the youth. The youth will be told to say, go and say this and that. Unfortunately, Mnangagwa's gang didn't realize that the constitution, the way it is now, is not going to be easy for them to do anything. So for us, we are not surprised, because this is the ZANU way of doing things. This which the so-called new dispensation is actually the Mugabe, dispensation, as it were. Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. We also want to welcome Ms. Diana Zimbudzana, Chambara of Zimbabwe Exiles Forum, to our show. Welcome, Ms. Zimbudzana Chambara.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You heard what our guests said, and also the topic we are discussing now. And my question to you is, the Constitution is clear on the terms of a sitting president, and how many terms he should have in office. Are we seeing ZANU-PF abusing its two-thirds majority in parliament?
But if the same ZANU-PF did not then adhere to the same tenets of the constitution, what would make us think that in this instance ZANU-PF would rather adhere to the tenets of the constitution? Remember, the constitution was promulgated in 2013, but up to now it hasn't been aligned. The laws haven't been aligned with the constitution. The laws of the Republic of Zimbabwe have not been aligned with the constitution. That in itself shows that ZANU-PF was the constitution in disdain, as it were.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Dr. Mavaza, you said it may be out of excitement that the provincial minister and the ZANU-PF provincial chairperson may have announced or made this announcement. But as is mentioned or was mentioned by Mr. Ncube, there is a history to that. Once you hear a province endorsing a sitting president, the next thing it will be a chorus. The whole country will be singing from the same hymn. What will stop ZANU-PF from amending the constitution?
Firstly, we need to appreciate that ZANU-PF is a law-abiding party. So I don't know where Zimbudzana gets thinking that ZANU-PF does not respect the constitution. It does. And again, to the second point, you need to realize that a chorus does not change the constitution. There has to be a referendum before that is done. There are procedures which are taken before the president's term is increased or is curtailed. And therefore, there is no way it's going to be changed by an excited announcement at a meeting or at a celebration. And furthermore, I wanted to correct one point that Mr. Ncube is seriously mistaken. The late President Mugabe was not a killer, is not a killer, and he has not orchestrated any genocide. And I think that's a topic for another day, and I think it's unfortunate that each time people open their mouths, they try to attack the civil war in Zimbabwe to President Mugabe. It is not the situation. But the point for today is there is no abuse of the two-thirds majority, and we do not have a ZANU-PF such intention. If there is such an intention, it should be announced properly by ZANU-PF succession through a Congress. There are procedures which will be taken. They are not taken at a meeting or a celebratory mood anywhere where somebody has taken one or two wines of glasses of wine. It's completely different. There is nothing like that which is going to happen without the proper procedure being followed.
But Dr. Mavaza, before I go to Mr. Ncube, you know, the people of Zimbabwe very well know that once ZANU-PF starts from this tone, it will be a chorus. And the spokesperson, the party spokesperson you are talking about, will just say, who am I to say no? And the president will eventually say, who am I to say no when the people speak?
That's called an assumption. We will never work on assumption. We work on the constitution, and the constitution is very clear on what will happen should we need to change the term of a president.
Thank you. Let's go to Mr. Ncube. I know you are itching to respond to Dr. Mavaza.
Yes, I do. I respect Dr. Mavaza. I think he knows what a civil war is. There has never been a civil war in Zimbabwe. That is clear, and we need to leave that one. Let's talk about the way ZANU does things. This is not a mistake. The pronouncement is not a mistake. It is well designed. Provinces will be trying to outdo each other in making that kind of announcement. And this is very, very dangerous. It actually threatens peace in the country, where people will go against the constitution and start making pronouncements like this. And it poses serious implications on Mnangagwa himself. Why does he allow people to talk like this? He has been saying, he's the one who has been saying, the Nenge and the Chipo in 2013. Even before the previous election, he was saying that. Why should an old man who knows what the constitution says, who knows the effects that can come in through his utterances, but he continues to do that? These people are not talking on their own. They have been sent to say, start saying this thing. We want to see what people are going to say. And the people of Zimbabwe will refuse this kind of thing. It would be nonsensical to have a situation where such a good constitution, which they are refusing to implement fully, begins to be mutilated as early as this. It should never happen.
Mm-hmm.
It should stop where it is. People like Mavaza should stop it where it is right now. We don't expect such a primitive approach. We are in this century. We are no longer in the primitive and savage age where people can behave like a president can behave like he's a dynasty. The president is a dynasty. It's wrong. It's embarrassing. In fact, wherever he talks about it, I know he's just somewhere trying to find out people like Mohati. Like I'm saying, why should they be playing like children like that? It's totally wrong. It's unacceptable. But it is in the DNA of ZANU-PF. They are used to doing these things. They've disrespected the constitution for long. It's a lawless party led by lawless individuals. And the people of Zimbabwe should reject it with the disdain it deserves.
Whatever move
that they are trying to propose. Thank you
so much, Mr. Ngube. Please do stay on the line. Before I go to Ms. Zimbudzana Chambara, let me just read messages sent by our listeners. There is Solos Rubatika, who says, politics demapenzi azidiwe nyika kuti ifambe inoda kuchinjanwa. Haina anga zvitindo gona. Zvekudzokera pamugabe paya, takaramba two terms idzodzo, dzakatokwana. Then Tete Stole, anzi, povo hapana zvayataura ZANU ndiyo iri kutaura zvemusoro wayo zvisina kutaurwa nevanhu vanhu veZANU PF tava kuvaziva zviito zvavo anotaura zvisina kutaurwa nevanhu musangano wacho waitwepi. Then Elvis Major, he says, propaganda yeZANU hapana munhu achiri kuda rejimu iripo kudiwa zvenharo here chibharoka ichi. Then Main Nganga, anzi nguva yavo yapera Masvingo kunge takazvarwa anzi Masvingo kunge takazvarwa naamai vamwe chete. Then Trainosingara, anzi uku kutonga nedemo. Then Noel Ringirai, president wedu havarambe varipo. Mamwe mashoko ari kubva kuvateereri, tichange tichikupai mamwe zvakare mashoko ari kubva kuvateereri. Asi let me go back to Mrs. Zimbudzana Chambara. Mrs. Zimbudzana Chambara, the constitution says a sitting president is not supposed to benefit from any constitutional amendments. How then is this going to benefit the incumbent? Do we see President Mnangagwa working towards changing the constitution, yet he is fully aware that he is not going to benefit?
They will change it. If the intention right from the start was to attain to 2/3 majority in parliament or in the legislature, as it were, and that intention has been realized, then the intention to change the constitution becomes a mere step towards then the president changing even that section of the constitution that doesn't allow him to benefit. Remember, he said in 2030 he will be there. So, yeah, this is just a walk towards that goal that he had set for himself. The problem with people of ZANU-PF is to assume that us, the rest of the masses, do not understand the kind of relationship that we have with them. It's like having a relationship with a black mamba. One day the black mamba comes to you and say, let's kiss. And if you get there and kiss that black mamba, thinking that the black mamba will not bite me, is naive. And we are not naive. We know that ZANU-PF, actually for some of us, we're a bit old. ZANU-PF has always been marching towards the one-part state. But because of what is expected of them by the international community, they really cannot march towards the one-part state. So they would rather look for other ways to then be rulers of Zimbabwe forever. And this is just a path that they brought with them from the war, and they are still marching in that. It might have veered a little bit, but it's still the same path that ZANU-PF has always embarked on.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Mavaza, can we see the party spokesperson disowning these endorsements or pronouncements?
I think the problem you guys are having, you are not understanding that the pronouncements were not made at the ZANU-PF function. It was a national function, a national youth day.
Yes, but before you go any further, Dr. Mavaza, President Mnangagwa is a national president, not only for the party. He doubles up as a party president and as a national president. So if this if the pronouncements were made at a national event, which means the people want him to continue with his national mandate?
No, they are simply saying that it's the government, through that minister, who says they might want the president of the nation to remain the president until 2030. But that is not the position of ZANU-PF, neither is it the position of President Mnangagwa. President Mnangagwa gave a figurative speech and said, in a very clear manner, 2030 I will still be there, meaning I will still be alive to see that what I started has been finished. It does not mean that he will still be the president. It is entirely up to people's warped minds to believe that he meant to say he will still be the president. He never said that. He said he will still be there. 2013, the Negendi Chipo, meaning I will still be alive. And therefore, we cannot confuse that and try to confuse Zimbabweans to think that the president is planning to usurp the constitution. He is a lawyer himself, and he will not do that. If ZANU-PF wants to change the constitution, it will do it through the right way, and it has a right to do so. It is our right, and it's a constitutional right to change it. The constitution does not control us. We control it. But at the moment, nothing has been said. Nothing has been serious. It was an excited announcement by government officials who happen to be party members, but they are not speaking on behalf of the party.
Thank you. Before I go back to you, Mr. Ncube, let me just read a sentence or two from listeners. There is Tinashe Maburise who says, Nemiwe wezi news zenyu, mudze wano chokwadi. One or two people, Aisi Mashingo Yese, mutaure zvokwazvo kana kuti mutaure idi kouya mukoma Salvo Nota hanzi inde wamuchifarisa kuti kokera ngozi munyika then tatenda chizhanja. I don't think kuti ichokwadi asi vanogona kuti vari kutomanikizwa kuti vabvume. Guys, Mnangagwa anodiwa nevana vake chete nemudzimai wake. Mashoko ari kubva kuna vamwe vateereri. Mr. Ncube, we are about to wrap up our show. What can you tell other opposition members and your followers and the people of Zimbabwe about this, in the event that it will emerge as a true reflection of what is on the ground coming from provinces?
Yes, what we can say is to say to the people of Zimbabwe, let us unite, let us stop this kind of nonsense. We are aware that Mnangagwa wants to do something. There is something that is in the bag. There is either he wants to consolidate power around himself so that he can put his stooge or a proxy there to act there so that when they change the constitution, whoever is being put there can be put for a very short time and then he bounces back. We know that ZANU people are very good at scheming. What if they are scheming is evil. And as the opposition and citizens of Zimbabwe, we should stand with the constitution and say no to whatever they are trying to do.
Thank you so much. Mr. Zimbudzana Chambara, your last word for Zimbabweans. What can you tell Zimbabweans who are listening at the moment?
Zimbabwe belongs to Zimbabweans. So Zimbabweans must rise up and be counted.
Mm-hmm. How can they be counted? By voting or what? Because there might be a referendum at the end of this.
That their views are then articulated properly and taken into account.
Thank you.
Because as it were, nothing of that sort is happening.
Yes, thank you so much. Vamavaza, shoko renyu rokupedzisira, ishoko ripi ramungasiyira vana veZimbabwe, nokuti vatokanganisika maonero, vamwe vari kufunga kuti zvichaitika, vamwe vachiti hazvisi kuitika sezvamuri kutaura.
Aiwa, musatyisidzirwe nemutsindo webete, hakuna chiri kuitika. Nothing has happened so far, saka chatinofanira kungotarisa Zimbabwe, kungotarisa kuti kana pane chida kushandurwa, chinoshandurwa zviri pamutemo. Hapana chiri kuitika. Vamunangagwa vanonzwisisa mutemo and the constitution yedu. Hatisi kuzoimonyorora kana kuibata chibharu. Tichaitedzera sezvairi. Ndo zvatakarwira, ndo zvinomirira ZANU-PF. Saka musazofa makapfuurirwa nevanonyepa kuti ZANU-PF yatanga. ZANU-PF yakarwira rusununguko, tichakupai rusununguko nekusingaperi.
That brings us to the end of our show, and I would like to take this opportunity to thank our guest, Dr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF, speaking from Britain. We also had Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube, speaking from South Africa. He's the Secretary General of Freedom Alliance, and Ms. Diana Zimbuzana Chambara of Zimbabwe Exiles Forum, also based in South Africa. This is Jonga Kandemiri in Washington, saying bye-bye.